Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, this is really good. We're back. This is our second week back from our little break that we had for the summer. We have an interesting topic tonight. I'm here with Stars Maya Moon. It's hoping to cope or coping via hope, which is kind of like we were just talking. It's kind of a tongue twister kind of thing. I think everybody has hope, and I don't know how they're coping with it. Maya, what do you think? I mean, it's kind of a tough thing sometimes, isn't it?
It is. I mean, these are difficult times for everyone. I mean, just society itself, just, you know, the human side of us, everything that we have to deal with. So, and it does sound like a little bit of a tongue twister, and it may not make sense just hearing it, but hopefully we'll be able to explain it in more detail and provide the listeners with an idea of how to better cope and what is the healthier way of coping and getting through their challenges, which I know we all have challenges, and Mercury, of course, is retrograde. So I know for a lot of people that influence, I know you're more, I'm not an astrologer at all. So as an astrologer, I'm sure that you could share more about how that can influence us. I mean, I know the general gist of it, but that's an influence we have going on right now as well.
Right, and I'm kind of old school. I mean, people will say, oh, the computer is broke. The phones aren't working. It's got to be the retrograde. But really what a retrograde does is it's in a holding pattern, and it allows things to get all made up right, like the phone specs and all that, so when it goes direct, it can all flow. Or sometimes it's like with contracts. If you want to sign something and it's Mercury retrograde, most people say do not sign contracts, probably because you won't look at them properly, and there'll be something in there that you probably would not have signed if Mercury was direct. I'm an astrologer, but I'm not a traditional. But, you know, Mercury covers a lot of things. It can be communication. It can be cars because it rules the third house of Gemini. Any form of communication. It could be paperwork, talking to people. You know how sometimes maybe you'll tell somebody something and they misinterpret it? Or, you know, when otherwise maybe when Mercury was direct, they would understand it. Even though you said it the right way, it was their interpretation. So, yeah, Mercury is doing a number right now. There's some stuff in the blog that I just posted today from Stars Celestial. I think yesterday, Stars JC, I posted something from her. It's a major happening. And, you know, what you have to do is work through it. I mean, I do. I'm sure you do too, Maya, right?
Yes, I do. And actually, my guides had channeled to me that this particular, and again, I'm not an astrologer, but that doesn't mean that I don't have a basic understanding of astronomy and some of the influences. And that's more through what my guides teach me. But they actually had pointed out to me, and this is just their view. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm sure there's a lot of those that would disagree with this, but they seem to feel that there are actually some advantages to this current Mercury retro that we're in.
There are, yes, I agree.
That there's opportunities to release things and to move forward and to actually, where typically I would say, you know, travel can be affected, travel plans, we can lose papers, because we tend to be energy, like I think you what you said was good. You know, we're maybe distracted, and it's not so much that a contract we're signing has negative wording to it or something in there that we're not aware of. We're just not paying as close of attention. But actually, our intuition is a little sharper during this retrograde, and so we should have the potential to actually increase some things. And then what you said about the future is what I got, so that when it goes direct, can take full advantage of what we may have learned or what we may have dealt with during the retrograde. So I know it's a little off topic, but I know working in the business, I can see where clients seem to be affected. There's just a general, the general energy or vibration is one of a lot of chaos, misunderstanding.
Yeah, nervousness. It can be nervousness too, I think, Maya. People get a little jumpy and jittery during that time. Maybe the thinking processes are not all firing like they should be. And it plays havoc with a lot of people. And I was just glancing at what Celestial wrote, and I'm just going to throw this in, that Saturn is into Sagittarius, which is actually very, very good because, you know, it's ruled by Jupiter, which is the expansion. It's the higher wisdom. And Saturn brings about responsibility, makes you work a lot harder. And those two are coinciding. Also, and then we've got a lunar eclipse on the 27th. So there's a lot of things happening right now at this time of the year. Pluto goes direct on the 25th. Lots of stuff that will coincide with that Mercury being retrograde. And but I think people, even myself, I know about it, but I, you know, you don't sit and think, it's just Mercury. Don't worry about it, Natalie. You know, that's what's doing it. But you see, I go above that. I go higher than that. I just don't deal on the astrology, and I know better, really. But if people would start to realize what it could be, maybe they'll stop to think what they do and how they move forward with their thoughts and even talking to people and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that's got to do with hope and how you cope and all that kind of stuff, because if you're not thinking right, you're probably not going to cope right, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I agree. I agree totally that that's true. Definitely. So I guess we can say welcome, everyone. Welcome back. Like Natalie said, this is our second week back, and so we're glad to have everyone joining us. And did you want to mention the chat room? I know that it's open for readings, right?
Right. It's open right now, and I've got Stars Ruby there, and I've got Ruby Ann, I should say, and I've got Stars Priestess Candy there. If you want to go in and get a little mini reading, it's open. I open it as soon as I start the radio. I log in, and I open that. And I think you can get a sample, a little of some of the readings that we offer at starpsychics.com. So if you heard the ad, it's stars with a Z, psychics.com. And there's a lot of... There's so many people on there I've been noticing, because I've been really kind of looking into what all my staff, as I call them, mine, but, you know, all the people that work at Stars, there's such a variety. So you could really, if you go in the chat room, get a little sample and listen to Maya and see what she has to say. I only do private readings. I don't sit on the board at all. I'm far too busy. It took me till 2:00 today to do the blog, so I was kind of laughing. It's really hard to shift gears, but Maya Moon is there. Oh, there's so many people that you're on almost all the time, aren't you, Maya?
I am, pretty much, yes.
And if you talk here, I've got a caller, and I don't know if this caller would like to speak, but while you're saying what you want to say, I'm going to go see who this caller is, okay?
Okay. And with that, although we don't offer readings or personal questions answered on the show, we do accept those that want to make a general comment about the topic. And the number to call, if you don't know it, is 347-838-9736. So the topic again is hoping to cope versus coping via hope. So we'll start out, and again, what I'm going to share is what I've been taught to believe, what I've learned to be true, whether that's through metaphysical classes or mentoring by my guides. I work I refer to them as my guides because I feel that they do guide me and mentor and teach me, and they furnish information for me, and the connection is instantaneous. It's not something that I have to stop and light candles and meditate for an hour to get an answer, at least not generally. So it comes through me, but that's the source, if you will, and then I believe in a higher source above that. So starting with the first one, there's ways that we cope and how we define our lives and ourselves, and whether, like, to simplify it, whether we might see the glass as half full or half empty, all really comes down to how we cope with life, with struggles. When everything is going great, and our lives are just absolutely more than we could hope for, generally, there's not an issue or a problem because everything is so well. But life isn't always that perfect, or it doesn't stay that way at any rate forever. Most of us do run into some type of challenge, whether it's work-related, making a move, relationships, friendships, family. Some of us have problems just dealing with our family. So let's take a look at the two ways that we cope, because again, coping is the it's the foundation for what sets us up for how we're going to define everything. And our definition of self and world and future is, I mean, that is vital to how we are going to be, what we're going to attract. So it's a circle, and it's extremely important, and it's something that even if we're not conscious of doing so, it's something that we do almost constantly. We're especially today is a very fast-paced society. You know, I always say everything is about the clock. Everyone watches the clock from the time they get up in the morning to what time this needs to be done to what time that needs to be done. So we're very focused on time, and most of us probably feel that we don't have enough time to do all the things that we'd like to do, whether those are responsibilities or adding to that fun time. So hoping to cope, how I would define that, hoping to cope is just hoping and being unsure, uncertain, if we're going to be able to cope and to navigate or maneuver our way through a challenging situation. So if you look, if we pick that idea apart, hoping to cope means that we are lacking some bit of faith, that we are some bit of confidence that we're able to accomplish that, because we're hoping that we can cope. And coping, it would be similar to survival, not so much physical survival, because that's a little bit more out of our control, but emotional and cognitive, which is thinking, and then spiritual, which everything comes from the spiritual part of us and trickles down to the external parts, which are our ego and so on and so forth. So if we're hoping to cope, then it really ends up meaning that we are lacking in some form of faith or confidence, which goes back to our definition of ourselves. So we have to have, there has to be a part of us that lacks empowerment, confidence, and the ability to have the faith that we can get through it. Whereas if we look at the second one, which is coping via hope, that is completely different. And that is the healthy way, and that is the best way and the most functional way to deal with life and its challenges, whether they're big or they're small, whether they're daily, weekly, or just once in a great while. Coping through hope or via hope means that we cope, and we do so through hope, which hope, again, is the faith and the confidence, the empowerment that it, something is going to change, or we have the ability to change, or the circumstances will revert or shift or alter. So it's a completely different energy, which is what they both are the energy that we have and the way that we have. So if we cope through hope, then we are constantly able, the challenges remain the same, and they may be as difficult in both scenarios. It's how we handle it. So the challenges may be difficult, or they may be not so difficult, but it's the way that we define how we feel about those challenges and how we navigate through those. And if we cope with hope or through hope, then we're consistently sending a message to ourselves, which is also emitted to the universe and to other people, that we have faith and we have a belief in the future being different and something changing, something being better. If it's rained for 10 days and we're coping via hope, then we're tolerating the rain because we can't stop it or change it, because we realize that eventually the rain is going to end. If we're hoping to cope, then we're without that faith, and instead we're in more of a survival mode. And again, if we use the rain as an analogy, the rain isn't something any of us can control. I mean, I know there's some beliefs that you can manipulate the weather, but generally speaking, we can't control the weather. So hoping to cope means that there's no base to stand on. There's no foundation. There's nothing solid to grasp. It's simply, you know, kind of like flailing your arms out, and the energy is chaotic, and there's no anchor there. There's nothing to solidify any type of belief or faith that the rain will stop. So it's just, you're almost, it's like almost Groundhog Day. It's almost like reliving that same day over and over. And the other difference between those two ways of coping is that if we're hoping to cope, means we're just hoping that we can survive. And so we're not investing in ourselves. We're not investing in faith. We're not investing in the collective. We're not investing in a higher source, power, God, goddess, whatever. It also means that when something does finally shift or change, the rewards that we would feel, or the bliss or the joy, the peace, the happiness, so when the sun comes out, the difference that we feel is very minimal, actually. Whereas when we're coping via hope and we're keeping that faith alive, it's almost like it's a literal or a tangible thing. And so when we open that box, like when the sun comes out, we suddenly feel such an intrinsic reward. And in many ways we are rewarded, not just because the weather, which is out of our control, has changed, but because we see the value in how we coped with those rainy days. And that value was that we consistently had the faith and the belief that eventually the rain would stop. And we might even take that a step further by thinking of the things that we would be able to do or accomplish when the challenge, in this case, we're using rain. We could go on a picnic. We could take our dog for a walk. We could enjoy going outside. Our feet would stay dry. Our car would stay clean. I mean, the list goes on and on. So the difference is not only in how we navigate and maneuver through the energy, but it also has a significant impact and influence on when something does change or becomes more positive or is better, or there's a reward or the outcome, whatever it may be is altered, there is a feeling of a sense of accomplishment and empowerment, even in those things that are beyond our control, because coping via hope, having hope and faith and believing in that and using that to project ourselves into a time, place, or being that is better than what we have currently is always an extremely rewarding experience. There's intrinsic reward, and then there's the more tangible rewards, the better job or the healthier relationship or the nicer home or the better weather, whatever the situation may be. So when you first look at what the topic is about, it can seem a little confusing, and they can seem that perhaps they're kind of the same, but they're actually very, very different energies and very different ways of getting through difficult times. And even when we're getting through good times, those that are keeping their faith alive and their belief, and any time we have a strong faith or belief, it goes hand in hand with having a strong sense of self. So it goes back to our confidence, our esteem, our self-definition, and that is imperative in how we define others and our experiences. So one becomes piled on top of the other. And if you are hoping to cope, so you're surviving without any real connection to anything that assists you or gives you some type of feedback, some type of resource, then there's no way that you can be fully connected to yourself and have confidence, the confidence in yourself, empowerment. And therefore, if we don't have that in self, we can't have that in other people. Everything always starts within, always. And from there, then it's emitted into the outside world and to other people. And as we know, our energy and how we come across to other people and the way that we're seen is it's a mirror for how we see ourselves. And so if we don't have a good view or outlook, we don't have a good view or outlook on self, and therefore most of the time people aren't going to have as good or as positive an outlook on us, because we're emitting energy. That's just the way it is. It's a constant, continuous energy is always present and it's always being emitted, and it doesn't matter whether we're aware of emitting that energy or not. It's being done and a message is being sent, and oftentimes we've talked about it being the wrong message or not what we meant, but that's why that's what this topic is about, is to stop and think about how, especially during a Mercury retrograde, where a lot of people do feel that there's some additional challenges to be had, is to think about how you are coping, and if you're doing so in a very functional way and in the highest way that's spiritually possible. Anything that's highest for our spiritual being is naturally trickles down and becomes the highest for our emotional, physical, and all other conscious and subconscious ways of being. So let's go back to Natalie and see what she has to add to that.
Well, I was just listening and I was thinking about, say you're in a job and it's really something that you don't really want to be in. So in a sense, you're hoping that you can cope with this job. But by the same token, by coping, you're actually showing hope that it will get better or you will move to a different job and feel better about it. They go hand in hand, you're right. They really, really do. I keep looking at the title on my monitor, and they really go hand in hand. And I think sometimes it's difficult to cope with things, maybe because there isn't hope. You think that's true, Maya?
Well, my personal belief is I believe there's always faith, because the future will always be uncertain. So even if you're stuck, in a job, even if you've worked 10 years and nothing on that job has changed, there's still alternatives and options. So I tend to believe that there's always reason to have faith that something can change. If it's not the situation, then it's certainly within ourselves to change things. It's people that become complacent, and when they hope to cope, which to me that kind of signifies that they're just going to survive it. They're not going to,
right.
They're going to be complacent as opposed to, but I agree with what you said, that they can be similar, yes. They can be. And that if you're working a job, and let's say you've worked there for X number of years, and the pay is low, and the boss is terrible, and the conditions are horrible, I mean, don't you feel that it would be, the most positive thing would be to try to make a change? And so many times as humans, we just automatically shut down. We say, no, there's no other jobs. But how can we really know that if we haven't put our energy and our faith into trying?
That's true. I can remember being at a job that got difficult. The pay was okay. I mean, it was nothing to write home about, but I was in charge of a lot, and I had a wonderful boss that I worked with. But, you know, for me being there, it got a little tough for me because of people that were coming in different positions, and they really didn't like me. And so I was basically coping, but I was also hoping, when you think about it, I was hoping that they would end up going out the door. Because that position that I liked, they were making my life miserable when it really shouldn't have been that way because I really loved what I was doing. So I didn't even really have to cope. The only time I had to cope was when there were other people coming in that were interacting with me that weren't really of the same caliber. They weren't spiritual at all, so that became very difficult for me. But in a sense, I was biding my time, kind of like, you know. I knew, you know, if I cope with this and I have all the hope in the world, I didn't seek another job, but I knew that it was going to get better. I just knew it because I had the faith, because I knew what I could do,
exactly.
And they couldn't.
Right.
And so I just kind of had hold my ground and, hope that they would find themselves in a situation that they really weren't liked, or they just couldn't do the job because I knew they couldn't do the job. So that's what I recall as far as working. I can't even compare like anything with Stars or Stars in the magazine. Those are like dream jobs. I have a dream job that it's like the best that anybody could ever want. I have beautiful people that work for me. So there's no coping, and there's no coping via hope. The only hope I always have is that Tony's going to get these guys moving so we can get the new redesign up. It's a responsive one. So that's what I keep hoping for. But, you know, some people really don't have it good at work. And I think that maybe they have this idea in their head, well, okay, if I outlast this one means I'm kind of coping with what's going on, you know, but yet I think that eventually it's going to turn out better. But then again, like you said, that's faith, Maya. You just have to know. And it's really hard to tell people how to do it or how you manage it. You just have to believe. And I was thinking about this today, that you just have to believe in things. Anything is possible. Anything. Never say never. I have one of my best girlfriends tell me that. Never say never, because it's true. So don't set up these boundaries for yourself. Just cope with the situation and start using that hope and that faith that you have, and I think you're going to be surprised because you are changing the energy, and it is energy. I can use the site as an example. It's total energy. Same thing with the magazine that I do. It's all about the energy, the people that come to me. I don't seek them out. They come to me. So the energy must be really good. They must have a really good feeling when they come to both of those sites. And I'm very blessed, like I've said many times, but I was just thinking of this job that I have, and I loved it. Oh, I loved working there. But I finally had to make the change myself because I could see what was happening, and I wasn't comfortable, and I hated to leave that job. But But I guess maybe I was coping and I had the faith and I lasted a really long time. So I don't know. It's a tough situation, Maya. You know, sometimes it's very difficult to realize that you have to have your faith. You have to. There's no two ways about it, as far as I'm concerned. And I could have start off with a horrible day. By horrible, I mean, oh, you know, maybe a lot of clients are complaining, or this isn't working on the site, or this isn't working on the site. But you know what? I just know. I just know because of what it is, and I use that as an entity of what it is, that it's going to do and be okay. It will. And I always have to use Stars as my biggest example because that's my greatest success. I mean, the magazine is too, but as far as a lot of people coming to it. And so it kind of relates, Maya, you know, you have to, it comes back to faith. You just have to know, right?
Right. Well, you mentioned that you feel now that you have a dream job and you feel very thankful and grateful. But if you look back through your life, would you be able to say that rather than having so many years ago before this became an agenda and a strong intention and you manifested these things to become your world and your life, wouldn't you say that the times that this was not, there was no stars, there none of this existed, somewhere in your heart, even though you were coping with whatever job you had at the time and whatever challenges, didn't you have faith that tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow, literally tomorrow, but that the future, you had to have had some type of faith to keep going, you know, press on, because I just have faith that something good is going to happen, and sooner or later, I'm gonna be presented with an opportunity, and I'm gonna be able to explore these things that I desire and these dreams that I have. So, to me, that is a testimony to how faith brought you. Not, of course, a lot of hard work. I don't want to make light of how much hard work and how many of your own resources you had to use to get where you are. I'm not saying that you just rode in a magic carpet.
I rode in my car and here it is. No.
If you would have lacked that faith, that I guess that would be my point. If you would have lacked having any faith and you would have just accepted, oh, well, this is just how it is and nothing's ever going to change, so I'm just going to have to cope. I don't think that you could be the person that you are and have what you have today. Do you?
No. You know, I was in a tennis club. That's where the job was that I totally, totally loved. But what really happened, sometimes you have to be forced out of something before you'll make a change. Well, it had to get bad. I mean, I hated leaving the boss that I had there. Not the big boss, but him, the other boss that I worked with, side by side, because I loved it so much. But you know what? I decided to leave, and I was off for like about maybe a week or two. I had another job offer at another club, but I turned that one down. But then what happened was is my son started a business. And he said, well, that's okay, Mom. He said, just come over here and work with me. Well, what it did, and I wasn't unhappy about that I left, but what it did was it gave me another opportunity to learn something else, a new endeavor, and then to work with my son, who later moved down here to South Carolina. I stayed in Michigan and ran the business for quite a few years. And then with Stars, you know, because I had Planet Stars, I can remember in the very beginning stages of Stars when I had to do everything myself. Tony set it up and all that, but he didn't. You know, I didn't have people helping me with this and help. I didn't have the Candy, and I didn't have the Jackie, and I didn't have the Maya, you came to work for me almost right away. But you know what I'm saying? It took time. But you know what? All it really took for me is I made one call to Google, and I hope nobody from Google's listening. Well, it doesn't matter. One call to them about their setup and how unfair it was. And I said to the man, I'm not ever going to buy an ad from you. And he said, well, why not? I said, because we're going to earn our way to the top, not buy our way. And he stopped in his tracks. He couldn't believe what I had told him. And it was with that faith that I could say that, because I just knew with all that I could do, and if I could get the proper people coming on board, which I did, you know, the strong ones. I mean, there has to be some strength there. Those that stick it out with a brand new site, like yourself, like Candy, like all the others, many of them, that I had no doubts that it wouldn't be a success. And it's growing even more, and I haven't even begun to do what I want to do yet. So it was that faith that got me through, the realization that, but you know something too, Maya? Some of it with me, it just happens. I don't think about it. I don't, you know, I don't say, well, Natalie, come on, now you've got a lot of faith here. This is going to be good. In 2 weeks, it's going to be good. I don't even do that. I just deal with each thing each day, and I don't even think about failure at all. And I'm fortunate because, but you know what? The line of business is very competitive, super competitive, but it never stopped me, not once, because of the strength that I have, because of the business sense that I developed along the years that I didn't even have sites. You know, I think it really helped. I don't think I could be where I am right now 10 years ago. I really don't think so. I think you have to take all the steps. You have to learn. You have to trust. But bottom line is you have to have faith and just know it's going to be fine. Above everything else, it's going to be fine. And I think that's what I do. Even in my bad days that I have, not stars or anything, I talk to God all day long. Okay, you give me this? Okay, good. I can handle it. What's next? I will talk like that because I'm alone and I can't, so people don't think I'm cuckoo. But but I have conversations, the book, Conversations with God, I have a lot of them. And my intent, I think your intent is important too. My intent is about, I want the people that are on the site to make some good money, to give of their talents, make the world a better place. For me, it's just the success of it. It's not the money of it. It's just to look at it and say, look at this. But I'm still not done. I'm not even happy with what I have yet as far as the size of it. Not the size of it, but what it can offer and all of that. I want it to get out there, and I'm not going to stop. So you can't really base my life with everybody else's because it is unusual. But I learned it from a really long time ago, And I think you just have to find something that you really love, but you have to have that faith that you have to be spiritual and you have to know that there is a divine. And I think I posted something the other day. Everything is divine order. There are no coincidences, like just what we talked about with the universal laws. There are none. If you think about it and you look back, you can say, oh, just think if I stayed at that job that I had, I would never have learned another business. I would never have got to work with my son. I was running Planet Stars at the same time. Actually, I had three jobs at once. But I gave it all my attention. But if you look at it that way, then you know. Everything has a purpose. And I strongly believe that. Sometimes I have to remind myself, though, because I'm not perfect. I mean, you know, I sound like I know it all, but I really don't. I mean, I know you don't either, Maya, but that's kind of my take on it, how I can base it from my past, yeah. It took me a long time to get here, a very long time, and I love it.
And I believe that's true with most of us that have achieved or seen the beginning of the achievement of what our dreams are, and I feel that faith is an element, an energy that sometimes we just have it. It's just a natural part of who we are and what we are and why some of us are that way and some of us have to struggle to find that. I'm just not really sure. But I know that those that lack faith have a much more difficult time in achieving their goals. And I know one thing is, people that, you know, these musicians, singers, artists, people that have to, they have so much competition and it's so difficult to break into those industries. Without faith and without the dedication to that faith. And obviously they have to work other jobs or they have to find ways to support themselves. But in the end, it's that faith. And they have to have the talent, of course. I mean, it doesn't matter how much faith you have. If you can't sing, you're not going to get a recording contract. But
right.
for those that really do have a special talent, if they have the faith, that to me is the foundation for it all. And they, like you said, divine timing, it may not be this year, it may not be this month, it may not be for 10 years, but eventually that faith is going to pay off and they're going to be rewarded because that dream is going to finally, it's going to arise, it's going to come. And then as they continue their faith, they will make it bigger and bigger. So I am a firm believer, and we do have to do what's necessary. Each of these jobs or these relationships or these circumstances or changes or challenges, obstacles, whatever you want to call them, they're all a part of the learning process, and they can teach us to have faith and that faith pays off, or we can keep going round and round and never let faith in, and it just takes us longer. But they're all steps to becoming who we are, to defining it, who it is that we are, and to achieving whatever it is that we define as success. For some people, that's getting married and having children. For some people, it's like you, having stars and working still to make it even bigger and better until it's the biggest site, whatever it is that you see for the future. And that's a part of it too, is that the future, when we believe there is a future, I believe that we have faith that those that can't really see past the past or past the present don't have that something, that energy of the future, because the future always carries the unknown. And while there are some risks and uncertainties, the other side of that is there's everything that's amazing and good. Everything wonderful and good that happens in our life always happens in the future. Whether that happened today, then yesterday it was the future, if that makes sense.
Right.
So it's always the future. And my guides always teach me that we are all equal in what we can receive, and we're only limited by what we believe and how we cope with the challenges. And again, the faith that we have, whatever that faith is, whatever we put it into, even if we just have that faith in ourselves, that faith can be the difference in how we cope with hope and faith and get through, knowing that things will eventually change and shift. I mean, look at these seamen, especially many years ago, when they set out. I'm fascinated by that, anyways. But imagine these people that took these journeys out to sea, and they really, I mean, they navigated by the stars and the moon and so on and so forth. They didn't have all the gadgets, and they didn't, you know, we didn't have 50-some states. They just headed out on endless water. And, I mean, they would have had to have had faith to be able to accomplish those and discover new places and the adventures. And then many of them wound up, they found their way back home again, so...
I know, it's amazing, isn't it, what it was like so many years ago. It would have been scary to me, you know, but to them they were adventurous and they wanted to see what was out there, and you have to be like that. And they just, faith was moving them right along. I mean, it really, really was. But I also think that there's got to be something within the person. I don't think about faith every single day. I just believe in what I believe in, and no matter what happens. And I always say I'm blessed. I've said that 50 times. but I have a lot of people around me that have had a rough road. And I always, if I'm having a kind of a bad day, I will think back to them and think, well, you don't have that going on. You don't have that going on. Okay, this is what you got, you know. And and you become grateful, and then you realize that it's the faith that's going to carry you through. And I don't even know when I started STARS if I knew what it was going to do. I just took it on myself, and off I went. And that's the truth. I didn't look ahead 5 years because it's just 4 years old. I didn't, you know, it took a year to develop. And like this other thing is going to take another, this is almost to a year for this other new responsive design. But things just, I have faith. I have the faith in the work that's being done. And I know it's going to be, well, it won't go up, let's put it that way, unless I really like it. Because that's the bottom line is I have my idea about the whole thing. But that's just different. That's if you have your own business and stuff. But I don't know. I just set on a course, and I didn't even think about it. I really didn't. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to do this, and it's going to be really big. I just wanted to be successful for those who are working for me, because if they are successful, so am I. And it's not about the money. Success is and about the people that love you and respect you. And I feel I get that from everybody on my side. I'm very lucky, again, blessed, but lucky that I have that rapport, and I think that helps to build upon what I know, what else I still need to do, and to bring STARS as high as it can go. Not necessarily be the largest, because you don't have to be really large to be successful. You have to just make sure that everything is running according to how you want it to be, and be respectful and spiritual, and it'll fly. I mean, but it comes down to, like you said, it's that ability of hoping and coping and the faith, and just knowing your heart, it's going to be good. It's going to happen for you. It's hard to tell people that sometimes. So I know some people are not on that kind of a road. I had a rough road for about 5 years while STARS was being developed and everything. But actually, if I didn't help Tony develop it and all of that, I don't know what would happen to me. So that was a blessing to me, and I look at it like that. I don't look at it as that it was really hard on me. Actually, it gave me the ability to work with somebody so knowledgeable like him that I learned a lot, and I could keep busy, and look what I've got now. Look what we've got, you know, so... I just wish everybody would just believe, and that their God, or however they believe, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like I do. That is the last one you go to. And somebody once said, God is good. So whoever you look up to is good. And they're not out to hurt you and to be cruel, but there are life's challenges, like you said, Maya. Some people have larger ones than others, and you wonder why. Is it from another lifetime? I don't know, perhaps. I don't know, but I'm grateful. Even when I'm upset, I'm still grateful. I throw that into the air. I throw that out in words, and I express it, that I'm still very grateful for what I do have. So, you know, I wish we could help more people and show them that it can turn out good for you, but you have to have... You have to have that hope and that faith that it will. And I think that comes from inside, don't you, Maya? I mean, you can't read it in a book. You have to believe it inside, in your heart, with your soul. I always do things yeah. with my heart and soul. I tell my granddaughter and I have this thing. One hand over my heart means, okay. Two hands means it's a go. It's solid. It's a go. And I work with her like with little things like that, and she's 11, and she's very spiritual. If I had her all the time, she would be doing a lot. But that's what I do with her is I teach her little things, and hopefully she will continue on and see how I am. And you have to teach the little ones too. You have to look at what's around you, you know. But it's tough. I know it's tough on many people. So we do what we can do, Maya, you know, and with the show and all of that, it's good stuff. This is good stuff that we're talking about. And I didn't think I could talk so much, but you know I can. Everybody knows I can talk a lot. I'm like a little chatterbox sometimes. You just have to interrupt me and tell me, okay, that's enough. Thank you, Natalie.
No, I wasn't worried that you would be at a loss for words. And yes,
no,
I wish we, you know, instill that faith. The only thing that I can really say is that if you can find it within yourself, even slowly, to start just having faith in small things, once you really connect with that and you find that faith in yourself, when you start to see small changes, and success doesn't necessarily, as you said, have to be financial or monetary. Success comes in many forms. It can just be getting over a little bit of shyness, or being able to fix the sink yourself rather than hire someone. Whatever success is defined by what makes us feel good and empowered. But the thing about faith is, when faith is rewarded and we do see that shift and we get that rush of belief, that validation of self, we feel it so much more. It just reverberates and it just bombards our energy, our soul, our emotions, our being, and we feel it so much more powerfully than if it's just something that happens without us ever originally having that faith. So I feel it's important on that level as well, that the outcome can be so much sweeter, the gratitude so much greater. Everything has so much more significance when it comes from that place of faith and our belief and adherence to everything is, it can be changed, at least altered. If not changed, we can use it as, like you mentioned, as a stepping stone or a learning tool or a way to get from where we are to where we want, need, or need to be. And so part of it is a lesson. And yes, we're all individuals. So some of us, you might want to say, are luckier than others. Some of us have more challenges, but we all have the equal opportunity of tomorrow. That is equal. Each of us wake up and have tomorrow that can bring whatever, I mean, to a point. I mean, we're not going to wake up millionaires. We're not going to wake up with the Mercedes or, you know, I mean, there's limitations, but the things that change us the most are those that we feel inside of ourselves. And until we can get that way, and if you feel that you're just paddling through life, you're not really connected to that higher source of energy, to that feeling, and you're not resonating with the future and with the ability, with faith, just take baby steps. Just start to realize that. Look around you, and if you have to look at the past, almost all of us can look at our past, and while we can see some things that didn't go well, we almost always can see some type of gratification or some type of something that went right, that, you know, went well. So that would be the last thing I would say about it, is that, you know, if you look and you make an effort to have faith and to see that faith is a real thing, and it does work miracles. Miracles come through faith. You have to believe in something before it can ever happen. Things can't happen until we believe in them and we accept them as being true. So, you know, I really hope that those listening can take some of this to heart and really think about how they're getting through their life, especially if their life is difficult right now or chaotic, if they are really relying on faith and keeping faith alive and well and protected, because it will pay off. And when it does, the feelings, they're just immense. I can't even really describe. I'm sure you know what I mean by how you feel about stars, but the feelings that we have of creating something and having our faith restored, or you know, just seeing proof of it, I guess, if you want to say it that way, is just such an immense feeling of joy and accomplishment in ourself. It doesn't even have to be anything as big or as amazing as stars. It can just be, as I said, little things, eating healthier, taking more walks, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be something major and earth-shattering. It just has to be something that faith helped us to achieve.
I guess
that's how I would put it.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, my magazine, you know, has been around since 1999. However, when it first started, it was mostly articles from people that worked for Planet Stars. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, you know. But now, and I think about this because I don't really advertise for it. I only do stars because they all go hand in hand. But when I think about the letters that I get, the emails from people, you know, oh, I'm so honored to be in your magazine, you would think it was the greatest thing on the internet. But I think people look at it and they see some good. They see a lot of good quality stuff. You write for it. A lot of people write for it. But, you know, that started out just the same way like Stars, only Stars was really my baby altogether. And it was just something within me that, it wasn't my dream to do something like this. I didn't even know I was going to do it, to tell you the truth. I had no idea. But I took the challenge, and I said, okay, and started off. And 4 years later, we are actually doing better than we ever have this last month, especially because I see what's coming in, and I see everything that's going on. And it's just, I just know that I'm doing the right thing. I just know it. I don't have proof. I can't show it to you on a piece of paper. Some things you have to believe in that you cannot see, because sometimes you get help that you cannot see. So, and that's your belief, and that's what your faith is. And this has been a wonderful show. I'm losing my voice. No, from talking too much. No.
I love
all these topics. We seem to do very, very well with them. And I don't even know what we're doing next week. Candy just put in there, Mystic Living Today is the greatest thing. Well, it gives everybody an opportunity, and they don't have to pay to be in it. They just have to write to me. I send a note out to staff. That's a good way to promote yourself. Just write something about yourself, how you got started. I mean, I'll accept just, I haven't had anything that I had to turn down. You know, anything that's not been a good taste, good quality at all. So, there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, say it wasn't an easy road for me in the very beginning. But I, like I told you, I think I was driven by something else. I don't really know. I didn't sit and say, oh, I want to do this, and it's going to be really difficult to do, and I don't think I can do it. Well, I better rely upon my faith. I really don't. I can't tell you. If I would have known about all of this when I was working for that one organization, oh, I mean, I guess I had to learn. But you see, I had to learn all these things. I had to get the experience. I call it floor experience. If you have floor experience, then you're good to go. You're going to be able to do it. And with that, I guess we're near the end here. We have about a minute and something left. I really enjoy our talks, Maya. She said 90 seconds. I'm not sure that, I don't really know what the topic is next week, but I know we have it all set to go. I just have to put it up and all that. But it'll be another great one. And thanks to everybody that's in the room. And thanks, and we get a lot of people to listen to the show afterwards. It's been put out on Twitter and Facebook. And I put a thing on the blog. The blog is really something everybody should read. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. Really a whole lot. And so anyways, Maya, you want to say anything else? I'm about good to go here.
I'm pretty good to go. I wish everyone faith and hope, and that you believe in yourself and higher power, and that anything that you wish for eventually comes your way, and that the future, I believe so much, I can't reiterate enough that the future is all of ours. It belongs to all of us equally, and it's ours to create and to be whatever we want it to be. So with that, I wish everyone a good evening, and I look forward to seeing you all again next Monday. are listening.
Same here, and know that you're loved a whole lot by both of us, I'm sure. I know I can speak for Maya, and come back next week and learn some other things. And if there's a topic you'd like us to discuss, please send me an email at starscast@aol.com, and we'll be happy to look at it and see if we can come up with something. So with that, good night. Thank you, Candy. I know she's in the room. Ruby Ann was in there, stars Ruby Ann. And we'll see everybody next week, same time, same station, and have a good evening. Bye-bye.